This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This week, an FDA panel recommended what could wind up being a multi-billion dollar change in the pharmaceutical business. It's about a class of drugs called biosimilars because they are, yes, similar to drugs that are made out of living cells, drugs known as biologics. The panel recommended unanimously that the FDA approve the first biosimilar drug in this country. The multi-billion dollar savings part comes when I tell you that biologics are some of the most expensive medications we have. From the healthcare desk at WHYY Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has the story.
Biologic drugs are important. As the National Institutes of Health points out, they cover everything from wrinkles to rattlesnake bites, rheumatoid arthritis to cancer. And we pay a pretty penny for them, says Emory's David Howard.
A lot of the biologic drugs on the market sell upwards of $50,000 per patient.
Howard says some cancer biologics run over $100,000 a patient. The antidote to those prices is competition, which Howard says is exactly what biosimilars represent.
It could have a huge impact on spending on pharmaceuticals.
Nationwide, we spend hundreds of billions of dollars on these sorts of drugs. Sam Fazzelli from Bloomberg Intelligence says savings could range from 10 to 30%. Big numbers.
Again, this kind of competition is likely to eventually bring costs down, particularly to the payers and eventually to the patient.
One wild card is how physicians will feel about prescribing these biosimilars, drugs they just won't know. Historically, insurance companies haven't forced doctors to use specific medications, but there are more than 3,000 cancer drugs in the pipeline, many of them biologics. And Emory's David Howard says the thought of covering all those costs scares the bejesus out of insurers.
When you talk to these insurance companies, they think they are being, ripped off. They think this is highway robbery, that they would very much like to have a tool at their disposal to reduce their spending.
Howard says the rise of new biosimilars may be just the tool they need. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.